Now, we have an awful lot of news from the wonderful animal kingdom this week. And firstly, laughter is a wonderful thing to hear. But the question is, would you recognise it if you heard it coming from anything other than a human? Now, we know that apparently hyenas laugh, but I doubt they're doing it because they find something funny. So it's very interesting to try and work out how these things have evolved. In a delightful study published in this week's Current Biology, Marie Davila Ross and colleagues at the University of Plymouth have found out that what we think of as laughter today could have evolved in our common ancestor with the apes somewhere between 10 and 16 million years ago. To test this out, they've been listening to the sounds that were made by 21 young apes when they were tickled and comparing them to the sounds of a human baby being tickled. The sounds were then subject to an acoustic analysis that could detect similarities and differences between the sounds and, importantly, could judge how closely related these different sounds were.
It just sounds like a wonderful study. I wish I had been the one who could do the tickling. Whose job was that? But there's a picture, isn't there, I think, in the paper. At least I saw on the website of the orangutan being tickled. It just looked fantastic. But what were they looking for in these sounds?
Well, first of all, let's just have a listen to some of them. Firstly, we've got a chimpanzee laughing. That's a lovely one, isn't it? And now we have a tickled gorilla. That's really very different from the chimpanzee.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
And now one that should be altogether a bit more familiar to most people. This is a tickled human baby.
Oh, isn't that gorgeous? Wonderful.
It is. Now, all in all, they analysed a total of 829 recordings, and they looked at 11 different acoustic aspects of these sounds. So these were things like the frequency, the range of frequencies, the number of calls and about. They're all in the paper. It lists actually what these were. And they also looked at whether the sounds were made on the inhale, so a sort of noise, or on the exhale, as when we speak, or, in fact, on both.
And what did they find?
Well, they found that there were a great number of similarities, but also some key differences. It turns out that we humans are actually much noisier than our ape cousins, which is good when you're on radio, as the human babies produce significantly more voiced sounds. Now, these are sounds that clearly come from regular vibration of vocal cords rather than just a type noise.
Oh, I see. Okay, so kind of more deeper down in the throat almost.
Yes, yeah. So voiced meaning from the voice box rather than just a pant.
Right.
And the human babies also only laughed on the exhale. They didn't laugh when breathing in, while the other apes could laugh both when breathing in and breathing out. There was a surprise finding that while they were laughing, the chimps and the bonobos, which are very closely related to chimps, could effectively control the rate at which they breathe out. Now, that might not seem very surprising, but it's thought to be a uniquely human adaptation that allows us to speak. So normally when animals vocalise, they just breathe in and out at the same rate that they do when they're not vocalising. And being able to control it, you and I at home, when we breathe, we don't have to breathe in and out at the same rate. I'm making this breath last a very long time to make this endless seeming sentence with no punctuation going on, and I can still keep on going and I haven't had to breathe in yet. And
oh, you do eventually.
Yes,
okay.
Now, also interestingly, the differences seen for human babies were not one end of a spectrum. So it's not like humans are one end of it and then the different fade out gradually as you get. The differences for humans were sort of inconsistent with the differences for other apes. So otherwise, between all the other apes, it's quite hard to tell one from another, and then humans seem a bit distinct. So next, they put all of this data together to see how closely related the sounds were and created a family tree of laughter.
So they kind of fitted the differences in the sounds to differences that we see genetically between all these different species.
Well, we can use the genetics to build a phylogenetic tree. It shows how closely related things are. And they ignored the genetics for now and just built a similar table for the relationship between the different laughs. And this laugh tree actually fit the genetic tree extremely well. It showed that Siamang and orangutan laughs were more similar to each other than they are to all of the other apes. And, in fact, genetically, they're more similar to each other than they are to the other apes. As chimps and bonobos are the same, they're closer to each other than they are to us. And humans laugh more like the chimps than they do like the other apes. And that also fits our genetic relationships. Now, it's all too easy to fall into the trap of ascribing human thoughts, intentions and emotions to animals. We think of foxes as being sly. Very often I see my cat fall off a window ledge and then look round around, and I honestly think he's going, well, I meant to do that. That was what I intended.
An embarrassed cat.
Yes, exactly. No, this is called anthropomorphism. This is when you ascribe human thoughts and intentions to an animal. But this paper now shows that when an ape is laughing, it's actually okay to call it a laugh. And this reminds me of a lovely joke I heard recently, and I hope you'll get this at home, and that's that you should never anthropomorphise animals because they really don't like it.
Oh dear, does that make you laugh like a chimpanzee? I don't know. Anyway, I'm